ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain, and that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e., you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behavior. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favorite, as you go to sleep as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. What up, bitches, and welcome to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I'm Francesca, your host, who has a guest today. This never happens because I do not like technology. I hate editing guest podcasts, but luckily this guest has offered to edit it for me. So win-win. My guest today is a crystal expert. He has sold crystals to many of you. You book club bitches trust him with all of your manifesting crystal purchases. He has a huge TikTok following of over 70,000, I think. He's going to teach us how we can use crystals to manifest our goddamn dreams. It's Mark Dweedy from Ganny Crystals.
Hi, Fran. How are you?
I'm glorious. I've been with you all day, so we know how we've been. But also, do I know what I meant to ask you? Are you any relation to Cheryl Tweedy?
No.
Oh, you're just both from Newcastle and called Tweedy?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay. Ah, well, there we go. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. You are in the elite few who have been a guest, because I hate having guests, truly. So there we go. That's a good vibe to start off with. But we all want to learn so much more about how we can harness the use of crystals, because I think that it is such a popular thing to use crystals to manifest, but so many of us have no idea where to start. And that's where you're going to come in, teaching us which crystals we need to use, how to use them, how to cleanse them, and all that jazz. And also, you're going to delve into the scary, terrifying world of Moldavite, aren't you? And make me fall back in love with my Moldavite.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, hi everyone. I'm Martin. I'm 35. I'm from Newcastle. Sounds like
you're not on blind date.
I know. I was just about to say, fucking hell. Yeah, as Fran mentioned, I've got like 80,000 social media followers combined. My podcast is listened to by 6,000 people a week, and I had 2,500 orders in my first year alone. So as long as I can remember, I've always been like interested in tarot cards and psychics and spiritualist church, like obsessed with anything supernatural. And like anyone else, I read The Secret in 2016, and it was obviously a book about manifesting desires. And manifesting was like quite a new concept to me. So I was laying the bath and I was visualizing daily. And I remember attempting to manifest £3,500 because I wanted this money for a 3-week holiday to Thailand. And I had an email from ITV asking if they could use a past game show application to apply for Tipping Point. Have you ever watched Tipping Point before, Fran?
No, but I've heard of it. My mum watches it.
Oh, lovely. Appealing to the older generation then. But yeah, it's basically you answer a question, you put these counters in a machine that pops down and whatever pops out.
Yes! I know Ben Shepherd.
Yeah. So anyway, I actually went on that show and I said to my partner, I'm going to win this £3,500. And he was like, yeah, whatever. And I actually won the show and you can obviously guess how much I won. I won £3,500. And
get
that for me was
out of town.
I know. That was the first thing for me where I thought I did this. This was me. And it was my like light bulb moment. And then after that kind of life just got in the way and I didn't actually manifest again until about 2019. And I was plodding along. I had endless credit cards. We were renting a house. I was working for the NHS nonstop. We were struggling to get a mortgage. We put an application through. It had been declined over and over again. My credit score was absolutely horrific and I was at total rock bottom. And I remember seeing this book calling out to me. I read it again. It was The Secret. And I called out the universe for kind of divine intervention. And I started using Law of Attraction to visualize myself in my dream home. I was debt free. I was carefree. I was living my best life. I don't know how I was going to make it, but I let go of the how and I started visualizing more TV opportunities, mainly to win money. And just like that, within a few weeks, my mortgage miraculously went through. And I think that was just thanks to the nonstop visualizing. And I was like, okay, this is me. I'm doing this. And I had that full self-belief in myself. And one of my friends then reached out and she was going on Love Island. She asked if I would look after her social media while she was in the villa. And because of that, all of these TV opportunities that I'd been visualizing all came up. I was on This Morning. I was on Lorraine. I was on Radio 1, BBC Breakfast. It was an absolute whirlwind. And on July the 29th, 2019, it was the Love Island final. We had just got the keys for our house. Amber won and we were out celebrating and I went home mortal drunk. And I woke up the next morning to a phone call at 6 a.m. And I thought it was just going to be like BBC Breakfast or Lorraine or something wanting to chat. And it was my mum on the other end and she was crying her eyes out. And unfortunately, my granddad died and he died through the night. And she hadn't felt that she could tell me because she knew that I was on such a high and I was celebrating. And those next few months after that, my world fell apart. It was a blurred few months and I closed myself off. I was lying in the bath for hours on end and wondering how I'd been lay there for 3 or 4 hours. And I got into this real downward spiral. I was unable to see a way out. My friends had started taking their own lives. And I thought, is this the way that I'm going to go as well? It was really, really tragic. And just on a whim, work sent me to Liverpool. And I love being in a hotel alone and because that's kind of like me time. So I hired a car and I bumped into this girl in the hire car place called Carly. And she opened up a crystal shop on Instagram. And because of how nice she was with us, like I'd literally just met her and we added each other on Instagram. But because of how nice she was with us, I supported her and I bought a box of 5 tumblestone crystals. I didn't have a clue what they were about, but I started carrying them with us daily. And just like that, doors started opening. So grieving got a little easier, every single day. My mental health started improving. My money and cash flow started flowing. Self-love started making a return. And I was kind of finding peace within myself. So I manifested myself a new job where I could work from home. And that allowed me to ultimately have the time to do more research into crystals as well. And the more it did, the more I bought. At one point, I think I had over 200 crystals. And I just had this idea of, I can pair these with candles. That might be a good idea. And I looked into website hosting, different suppliers in different countries. And on the 30th of March in 2021, which was my 34th birthday, I launched Canny Crystals. And it's taken me till now, like 3 years later, after my granddad's death, to realize that this was his gift to me. And I've been doing a lot of work with my life coach, Jude Daunt, in the last few weeks. And she said something the other week about his death being a gift. And it really resonated with me. And it's kind of that moment of realization where none of this would be here if he hadn't have died. And I know that's a bit of a morbid opening to the podcast episode, but you know what I mean? That's kind of how I got into crystals and crystal healing.
That's so interesting. Isn't it funny how I think things just come to you at the right time. You just suddenly are exposed to something and you're like, yes. So do you genuinely, you feel like your life got so much better just from starting to carry crystals with you, those first five?
100%. I mean, they were just like simple crystals like rose quartz and citrine and things. But the rose quartz was helping my heart heal. I was doing a lot of grieving for my granddad at the time. Like he was literally the father figure in my life. So losing him was like losing my left arm, for example. And I really found it hard to carry on. And I think just having that little crystal, even if it was just a psychological thing, having that in my pocket, it was able to take my mind off things for a few moments just to look at the beauty of it and just to look at it in my hands. And I think because of that, it kind of took my mind away from the grieving side and it just helped to heal myself from the inside out.
I love that. So for anybody that is starting off with this, if they're listening to this and thinking, because I felt quite overwhelmed by it, like I thought, I don't know what I need. I don't know what they do. I don't know how to use them. If my listeners are like, what the fuck do I do? What would you suggest? What would be the first couple of crystals that you would buy and how would you use them?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week we talk about the curious things that people do. Fans say it's like hanging out with your funny friends. If you like lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and a hint of psychology, chances are we are discussing something relevant to you, like relationships, dreams, phobias, weddings, work, cults, 100 topics and counting. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like humans. Please click the link in the show notes.
So, I mean, we might as well start at the top and say like what crystal healing is. So it's an alternative medicine technique and it kind of uses these crystals that people claim have healing powers. And practitioners like myself use crystal healing and think that it can boost your low energy. It can prevent bad energy. It can release blocked energy and it can transform a body's aura. If you think about it, crystals take millions of years to form under the ground, and the ways that they are formed, that's believed by some to kind of imbue them with the ability to hold energy. And crystal healing is kind of a holistic and natural therapy, and it taps into the energetic power of crystals and how they affect the body and the mind. So it's based on the belief that we're all made up of different energy. And you know this, Fran, as well as I do, like we're all made up of energy. We are big, like walking meat sacks of energy. And when this meat energy sack becomes, I know, we are all meat sacks of energy, but when this energy becomes stagnant, it becomes unbalanced and blocked, it can cause illness within the body. And that premise is basically that crystals will help unblock and balance and direct the energy to where it's most needed, gently supporting the body to heal in kind of a therapeutic way. So if you think about it, it's negativity and self-doubt that bring us down, and they're the ones that keep us heavy. When we know what we want, we raise our vibrations. Crystals, all they're doing is boosting that energy. You've got to think of them like a shot of espresso, for example. They're a kind of a caffeine boost for your manifestation power.
Like so the first amplifier. Crystals that I would...
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I mean, what I was going to say there is the first crystal that you should really probably look into is clear quartz. The reason being is it's a huge energy amplifier. So clear quartz just amplifies all other energy around it. So just even holding clear quartz in your hand, that's going to boost your energy within your body. It's going to boost your manifestation power and all that jazz. And that's just from a simple piece of clear quartz. Now, when you think about it, most people have quartz in their watch. We have it in the remotes. We have it in some people have quartz counter worktops in the kitchen. Quartz is all around us, but I think it's even in some phones nowadays as well. It makes up part of the screen, but people have quartz kitchen countertops and things like that. Quartz is such an abundant crystal, and it's a crystal that's found anywhere in the world as well. Like you can find it in the UK, you can find it in America, you can find it anywhere. And it's got such a high energy vibration that it's just so popularly used across the world, basically, to like raise the energy of other vibration around it.
But when you say it amplifies whatever energy there is, if you were, for example, having a really bad day and you were thinking all negative things and you'd had some bad things happen, should you not hold a clear quartz because that would simply amplify the bad energy?
It's not amplifying bad energy as such, no. I mean, it's what you put into it, basically. So if you giving out negative energy, the crystal's just not going to do anything, basically. It's not going to make anything 10 times worse. There are no crystals that will make anything worse. Like, I know you mentioned earlier about Moldavite, for example. Moldavite doesn't it doesn't do what you thought it was, because as soon as I got my piece of Moldavite out of my pocket, you were like, oh my god, get that away from me, totally freaking out. It doesn't have like a negative restraint to it. All it's doing is amplifying the good energy within. So that's all Moldavite does, for example. It would just amplify that positive energy and boost you to the next level of your life.
I think with Moldavite, I think what people are scared of is it's a very accelerated growth, isn't it? And I know that when I looked into buying it, people said, really be careful, because everything that you're going to go through in the next couple of years will happen in the next couple of months. And that's exactly what happened to me. And I think that sometimes, like my friends used to say to me, like, oh my God, you're getting divorced and you're going to be like in your 30s. So like, don't you feel like you've wasted your youth, whatever? And it's like, no, because I genuinely feel like I did need to be married for 6 years to get all of the lessons that needed to be learned. So I guess that's what kind of scared me a little bit with Moldavite, is sometimes like we need to go through certain things that maybe aren't for us, but we need to go through it, if you know what I mean. Whereas the Moldavite, it just accelerates. Like I literally had like 2 years worth of shit happen in 3 months and it was terrifying, but came out the other side a lot better. So I do believe it does help you, but it's a wild ride, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. 100%. I mean, I got my first bit of Moldavite, I think it was at the start of this year. And bearing in mind, I only opened Canny Crystals in March last year. I'd been doing it for 9 months. I had 15 years of service in the NHS. And when I got my piece of Moldavite, it was so small that I ended up having to put it on a necklace so that I wouldn't lose it. But I've wore that every single day since then. And the last 6 months has been the wildest ride ever. I've handed my notice in. I've quit my NHS job. I do Canny Crystals full time now. My podcast has gone strength to strength. Do you know what I mean? Like sales have gone through the roof. It's almost like I was always destined for this, but the Moldavite has helped to kind of thrust me forward into that new life.
Yeah, because I was saying to you, I can't believe that you only started this when you did, and you've quit your job and you're doing it full time. Like that's amazing. That is really fast for that to happen. It probably is the Moldavite.
Yeah, because I mean, all of my friends and family and things, they were all like, oh, you're really going to quit your job and pack it in after like 15 years? And I'm like, yes, I've worked in the NHS for 15 years, but it wasn't making me happy, if that makes sense. This is kind of, it was a hobby that's turned into a passion, that's turned into so much more. I've had so much spiritual growth over the last few years, especially like the last 3 years, where I've just grown as a person, like on the inside and out. And I think it's all because of, obviously, when you're looking into things like crystals, you've got an open mind. Do you know what I mean? It's like people that listen to your podcast about the law of attraction, you've already got that open mind. So when you start looking into other avenues, like you were looking into the moon and the cycles of the moon before and things like that, it's just because you've got that open mindset. And I think all of my friends were really, really panicking, thinking, oh my God, he's going to be out of work, this is going to go bust, and he's going to be on the dole and stuff like that. But not at all. I've got a positive mindset, and it's something that I'm really passionate about, and it's something that my customers come back time and time again for, because they say they can see the passion and the love that I'm actually putting into like the orders and what I'm actually putting out on social media.
Yeah, definitely. So these top three crystals, we're saying clear quartz. What else?
I would say clear quartz, just because it's a huge amplifier. And I was thinking that everyone should really have a rose quartz in their life. And I mean, I've brought three rose quartz hearts for your three girls today, just so that they can have something. It's really good for self-esteem. It's really good for self-love. It boosts your confidence, basically. So anything around the heart chakra that feels blocked, it's just going to unblock that, allow that energy to flow. And it's just going to give you the love and the compassion that you need, that we don't always give ourselves on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in rose quartz. I'll have it under my pillow.
Yeah, and you've now got a Canny Crystals necklace as well.
Yes, I do. And a bracelet. I've got rose quartz everywhere, all over my body. So rose quartz, how do we use that? We just keep it close to us, keep it close to your heart chakra, is that it?
Yeah, I mean, crystal healing, it basically works just from, you can hold it in your hand, you can put it on your body, you can put it on your relevant chakra. So obviously rose quartz, if you put it near your heart chakra, so for example, where your necklace would usually lie, it's just going to imbue its energy on that area around your body. But people tend to meditate with them. Some people like to just have them around the house. Like if you come to my house, I've got statement pieces around the house. I know you've spoken in past episodes, Fran, about the feng shui bagua. And for example, in my prosperity corner, I don't just have my prosperity bowl. I've also got things like citrine, green aventurine, jade, malachite, pyrite, things that are going to bring in like that abundance and that wealth and that prosperity. So I kind of place them around the house as well. So it's totally up to you, but they all giving out this energetic vibration. It just depends whether or not you want them as intensely as being in your bra or in your pocket or in your hand, or if you just want to place them around your house to put that energy around the room.
I see. And what would your third one be?
My third one, I think it all depends on what you're wanting to get out of it, but my third one would be citrine. A lot of people use citrine for prosperity and abundance and wealth, but citrine is also, with it being like a sunshine yellow color, it's also good for joy and not just abundance of wealth, but abundance of joy and happiness. So it makes it the ultimate like happy crystal. So I think you always have like a boost of serotonin almost when you hold a citrine within your hand. And I always feel like I'm really, really happy and that nothing can stop me, nothing can hurt me, that kind of thing when I've got citrine in my hand. You can also use black tourmaline or black obsidian, and they will kind of draw out all of the negativity. So they will basically draw any negative energies around the room and around the area, and they'll just absorb that. So that's always a good one to have as well. So kind of depends on which route that you're wanting to go down, but I tend to go down the citrine route because I think it's all about like joy and abundance and happiness.
And they say that citrine is like the manifesting crystal, isn't it? Really, it's great for manifesting.
Yeah, and I think that's purely because when you manifest, you've got to be in that place of happiness and joy, and you've got to be in that place of gratitude. And I think that's what citrine does. It puts you on that pedestal so that you're ultimately in the right place to manifest, because you're in a happy mood. You know that yourself, you can't manifest from a place of sorrow or unhappiness. Do you know what I mean? If you're sad, you can't manifest a thing.
Unless you want to manifest more bad stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But when you're happy and you're joyous, you know fine well that you manifest everything that you ever wanted. And that's what citrine does. It puts you into a happy place.
I love it. And so say we were actually trying to incorporate crystals into our manifesting rituals, whether that is listening to subliminals or listening to affirmations or writing a gratitude list or whatever it is, visualization, how do we actually include crystals into those practices that we already do every day?
So when I write my gratitude list out in the morning, I just tend to place a couple of crystals that I choose at the start of each day, and I would put them on that paper. And I would obviously just let the energy of them flow as I write my gratitude out. I tend to lie down in my bed when I'm doing subliminal audios or when I'm doing meditation. So I tend to put crystals under my pillow, just like palm stones or tumble stones, things like that. Just anything that you think is going to kind of give you that energy boost that you need for your manifestation to come true. Like I say, some people carry them around in their pockets. Other people tend to put them in their bras and things like that. I know you were saying earlier that you don't have places to put them. So for example, you wear necklaces, some people wear them as bracelets, rings. Do you know what I mean? It all just depends on the individual and how you're wanting to carry that crystal around with you. But I mean, when it comes to manifesting, a lot of people tend to visualize when they're in the bath and stuff like that. So I tend to have a few on my bath tray and around the outside of the bath, and I lie in the bath and meditate and visualize, and I've got that crystal energy around me at all times.
I love that. I must admit, I started to use crystals in my everyday life. I've really got into it recently since you are a book club bitch. You know, we are doing Positively Wealthy this month, and Emma Mumford is massively into crystals as well. We've been learning about it and learning how to incorporate them. And wasn't one of the challenges one day you had to use rose quartz? You had to have rose quartz for self-love knee or something. I feel like, yes, it was, wasn't it? Because I had dug all my rose quartz out, and I started putting it, because obviously for the babies, it could be like a choking hazard. So I actually put some rose quartz under their mattress where they could never get to it, but it's under there. I also have like amethyst in my bathroom, because amethyst in your bathroom is supposed to be quite good. I have a rose quartz facial roller. I have now a couple of, I have citrine rose quartz, and I got from you an aventurine, I think, bracelets. And I love that they're so easy to wear. I have crystals in my car. I have a black onyx one that's like supposed to be for protection, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I've got one of those. It's almost like a car necklace. It's amazing. And I also have another stone that I bought a book that was like a beginner's guide to crystals. And it was one that was for like safety protection. I can't remember what it is now, but I've put that in my car as well. So I'm kind of using crystals in my everyday life. Oh, I've also got a wealth bowl. So I have a bowl with all of my crystals in that I keep in the left-hand corner of my home. And yeah, so you can incorporate them in so many ways into your life, can't you? Like, I love it.
Yeah.
What is your favorite way? Do you love a necklace? Do you love a facial roller? Do you like something for your car? What do you love most? How do you use them most?
I think when it comes to feng shui, the prosperity bowl in the prosperity corner of my house, I think that is probably my favorite area. So I've got a big bowl down there with some coins in. I've got a couple of £50 notes in there.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And I just tend to put like citrine and pyrite and malachite and things like that in there. Things that are going to bring like prosperity and abundance. And I find that since I've done that, you can almost see the cash flow building. So that makes you want to put more there. So it's just like a little shrine of like citrine and stuff down the side. But I mean, you've got to obviously cleanse them and set their intentions when you use them.
Yes.
So yeah. So this is what people don't do. So some people will just put them down there and they'll just leave them. But you've got to think, crystals naturally absorb energy around them, so it can help to regularly cleanse them energetically. So there are several ways that you can do that. You can bury them in the earth overnight. You can wash them in salt water if obviously they're water applicable. Otherwise, don't put any ones that aren't in water, because they will dissolve. You can cleanse them with smoke. You can let sound wash over them even. I mean, have you even seen them? Tibetan singing bowls, for example, they can cleanse crystals. You can put them outside like you did the other night under a full moon, or even in the sunshine, just to energetically raise the vibrations. And you can even use the power of your mind to visualize, so just holding one in your hand and just seeing this white light come out and just basically encapsulate the crystal. And once your crystal is cleansed and ready to be used, you can then set intentions for the crystal. So that just means taking a few quiet minutes with your crystal, setting an intention for how you want it to support you. So for example, if you're struggling, I don't know, with the demands of your job, you might pick up a citrine and set the intention that you want to feel more energetic, more motivated, and more open to opportunities at work. And then once you've got them, you've cleansed them, you've set their intentions, you can then start reaping their benefits. So I keep crystals in places that mostly benefit me. Some people carry them in the person, in a small bag, handbag, pocket, piece of jewelry. You could choose to put them in places around your house. Like I say, if you're struggling to sleep, put an amethyst by your bedside. I know you said you had one in your bathroom, but if you put one in your bedside, it's going to help you get to sleep, because amethyst is the ultimate crystal for like relaxation. You could have a chunk of clear quartz on your desk, which will help you focus, because it's going to like give you an energy boost. Another lovely way to use crystals is to incorporate them into other wellness practices like yoga and meditation. Just keep a selection of crystals nearby when you're practicing yoga, or even hold a crystal during meditation, and that can all help like enhance the energetic work that you're already doing. But when you think about it, crystals are a part of nature, and just simply being near them can help connect us with nature and a wisdom that comes from existing for that millions of years that they've been growing. But however you choose to explore the power of crystals, you've just got to enjoy their presence and just think it's like nothing short of a gift.
Yeah. And also they're beautiful as well, which helps.
But yeah.
Do you know what? You've just reminded me by saying putting it in your purse. I've just had a little like ta-da moment. So when we were doing this exercise with Emma Mumford, using the power of crystals in your everyday, I went through my crystals, charged them all in the sunlight, which I think sunlight is such a powerful way to cleanse them, because sunlight is so fucking powerful. If one of my babies has like a poo stain on their clothes and I put it through the wash and it doesn't come out, you put that shit out in sunlight and it will be out within a few hours. So for that reason alone, I'm very open to like the power of, it's very cleansing. So anyway, I decided to put a pyrite in my purse. And you know what I've realized? I only did that. How long ago did we do that? 6 days ago, something like that. And something that has been, I would say, you know, when you have like a niggling thing that you just keep thinking, I've got to get this sorted. I've got to get this sorted. I basically don't earn any money from my podcast. And I know that may be shocking to some people, but I don't earn any money from this podcast whatsoever. I make money from my book club and from courses and stuff, and that's it. And so many people have said to me, it's insane that your podcast has so many downloads, has so many listens, and you don't have any advertisers. And I've had really bad fortune with like Nutribullet was supposed to do it, and then they pulled out because I wasn't American and they didn't realize it, and all this kind of bullshit, right? And then I sometimes have people that like offer and they inquire about it, and it's like you might get like £200 for an episode, but you'd have to find out about the thing, you'd have to record it, and it would just be a one-off. It would basically, what I'm trying to tell you is advertising and sponsorship on this podcast has been a fucking shit show. It has been a shit show, and it's not for the want of trying. Even my friend has tried doing it for me because that's actually her job. She's got me nothing. I put this pyrite in my purse, and a couple of days later, and this has only just occurred to me, Buzzsprout, who is the host of my podcast and yours as well, has started doing Buzzsprout ads. So you guys may notice that there are now two little adverts within this podcast. And I literally am making passive income from advertising on my podcast for the first time in 2 years. And that is since I put that pyrite in my purse. Now, we don't believe in coincidences here, do we?
No, I think, not at all.
Do you think that that was the pyrite that did it? Because I've been trying for 2 years to get regular sponsorship on this podcast, and I have never managed to do it. And
that's
now
the thing, though. If you're putting it in somewhere that's as significant to the universe as your purse, you're telling the universe that you want a growth of abundance within your purse. So obviously, that's exactly what the pyrite's doing. It's just growing your wealth and your abundance and your prosperity, and it's just going to give you an absolute energy boost of it.
This is so exciting. So what we're saying is, the more specific that we can be with our desires for the crystals and our intentions and I guess the ways we use them and the places that we put them, the more specific the manifestations will be. Interesting.
I mean, we all know that the law of attraction is kind of a belief of that thoughts create our reality. We all know that. Like, it's believed that when we give our attention and our energy, we're going to manifest and attract that into our life. And we know by now that there are several ways to use that. So crystals fit in because they're thought to store and amplify energy, and they emit that positive vibrations. And that's what makes them the powerful tool to kind of assist with manifesting positive energy into your life. So if you were wanting to manifest like abundance and wealth, I would say meditate and visualize whilst holding pyrite or citrine or green aventurine, or put them in a significant place like what I've just said to you there, like about putting it in your purse. If you're manifesting self-worth, self-love, gratitude and appreciation, you want something like rose quartz on you, but put it somewhere that you're going to see it. You know, like when you do a vision board, for example, and you put it somewhere that you're going to look at it and you're going to see it every day, it gets in your psyche. So if you're manifesting protection and grounding and healing, put that somewhere that's going to be relevant to you, because that's going to be something like black obsidian or tourmaline, or do you know what I mean? Something like that. And that's obviously going to be quite protective for you. So if you want to put it at the front of your house because you think, I'm going to associate this with locking my door, and that's your protection. Do you know what I mean? You've got to like basically like link them together. But what I'm getting at is that no matter what you're trying to manifest, there is always a crystal to support that vision in some way, shape or form. There is always a crystal out there that will perfectly amplify the energy that you're putting out to the universe.
Well, I'm glad you say that, because I'm sure mostly women listen to this podcast, and a lot of us bitches are single. Mm-hmm. What would you recommend? What would be a crystal plan if I was looking, hypothetically speaking, to attract love into my life?
When you say love, though, Fran, do you mean
a
love?
A dick appointment. Or do you mean dick?
I knew exactly what you were getting at.
I'm talking about romantic love. And when I say love, is there a difference between a dick appointment and love? Because can you imagine if I just wanted a dick appointment and I got a fucking husband? I wouldn't want that.
I think a dick appointment is more about manifesting passion and lust. Yes. Whereas if you were manifesting love, you want something like strawberry quartz. Strawberry quartz is all about people seeing the enduring love and the enduring personality within you. Whereas if I wanted to manifest a dick appointment, I wouldn't because I'm engaged. Sorry, Johnny, if you listen to this. But I would be using something like carnelian, purely because carnelian is really good for sexual passion, sexual desire, and that kind of like sexual prowess. And it's really good to keep in the bedroom. So what most people do is they keep it on their bedside table or in their knicker drawer or anything like that. And it'll just like boost your sexual desire and your sexual prowess. And you'll find that you'll get a lot more dick appointments if you did that. And I'm sure I've seen one on your kitchen countertop.
I was just going to say to you, you need to fucking identify that carnelian. And I'm going to put it, where am I putting it? In my knicker drawer or in my...
I would put it in your knicker drawer or on your bedside table. Somewhere that it's going to signify to you, okay.
I don't sleep with people in my bed though, because I share a bedroom with my daughter currently. I mean, I can't take someone up to a toddler's room, can I? That's disgusting. Should I just put it on my sofa?
you've just got to put it somewhere that is significant to you in your mind that you think of sex, if right. That makes sense. So my in sofa. Your knicker drawer. In your knicker drawer, I think would be perfect. Or if you've got any, you know, toys, anything like that, just put it in there with them.
Too many people listen to this that I know, so let's move on. So we've done manifesting dick appointments, manifesting love. What about if you wanted to really manifest success into your life? If you've maybe just started a new business, if you are trying to basically have success in any area of your life, like sort of business, what would you recommend for that?
I would recommend something along the lines of green. So green aventurine is a perfect one. That's really good for business success and business prosperity. Like I say, citrine is really good for abundance and joy and wealth. Then you've got things like malachite. So malachite is a really gorgeous crystal. It's made up of like green and black swirls. You might have seen it. There is a lot of like fake crystals out there, so be careful that you get real malachite. There's loads available on my website, kindofcrystalsucker.uk. Just putting that out there. Basically, malachite is really, really good for opening doors, bringing about new business ventures, that kind of thing. And that's kind of what I've had down in my prosperity corner by my abundance ball. And I think that's what's kind of helped me out in my own business journey, because I started this business. I had no business experience whatsoever. I've been in the corporate world for 15 years since leaving school. And then to jump board and all of a sudden like have my own business and stuff, I really feel that the crystals have helped us, the crystals that I've had down there in my prosperity corner.
Definitely. I love that. And I think it is partially, like we say, it is almost setting that intention. Yeah. And it could be anything. And I think that we give power to items. And I think that not just power, I do think we give genuine energy to items. Like, do you remember when you're younger, like you'd always have a lucky pair of pants, and if you were going out, you'd have to wear, and every time you wore that underwear, you would meet someone hot. And I think that the same way, like, you know, when spiritualists, like, did you watch the Tyler Henry thing on Netflix recently?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love it. So, you know, like he says, like, give me an item to hold, because those items, like, they genuinely, those objects hold an energy. So it totally makes sense that not only do we have the millions of years of energy and the high frequencies under the conditions that they were created, but also the energy that we're giving them, saying, you are going to be, you know, you're going to bring me love, or you're going to bring me success. So I am here for it 100%. Another thing I forgot to mention, when I said how I was using them around my house, somebody sent me, can you see this? Is it tourmaline?
I can't see.
It's black. It's basic.
I'll have a look in a bit.
It's, what do you call it? I bought two of them from you as well, actually, two little towers, because we all know that I like to walk around shungite. My house in a tinfoil hat. A shungite, that's it, yes. Yeah. I love to try and get rid of as much EMF as I can. Yes, I turn my Wi-Fi off at night. Yes, I've got a silver foil blanket that I put over my bump when I'm pregnant. Don't judge me. But I got some shungite for my phone, and I've seen that you can have a shungite, like, basically a whole phone cover, or, you know, like the pop things that help you hold your phone. I got two little towers to put around my Wi-Fi box, my Wi-Fi router. I don't know if I'm using that in the right way, hopefully. Do you think, like, what else can we do to help us with EMF problems, Wi-Fi problems, basically earthing ourselves using crystals?
No, I think shungite is the perfect protection from EMF, especially. Like I say, I have them around my house, around the Wi-Fi router, a bit like yourself, But I also have one on my desk as well. So when I'm sat there, I'm constantly at my laptop, or I've got my podcasting equipment open, or I've got my ring light on. And you do get like electromagnetic frequencies from a lot of like electric devices. I think the shungite just helps to absorb that, just so that you're not taking it in and it's not affecting your own vibrations within. When you think about it, we're all like on different frequencies and stuff like that. And you've just got to remember that you've got a say in your own life and your own frequency. You manage your own frequency. So your frequency creates your own happiness. So by putting those crystals out there, you're actually creating your own happiness. I know that sounds a bit crazy, but that in itself becomes a more liberating frequency. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The only thing that's making you unhappy is your own thoughts and anything else that affects that. So if you can take away the EMF and the things that are going to affect your thoughts and your manifestations and things that are going to make you unhappy, then you're going to live your best life.
I love it. I'm here for it. So shungite for EMF. Oh, do you know what else as well? Somebody sent me a recommendation the other day saying that there is a film on YouTube called Earthing, the Extraordinary Power of basically grounding yourself. Have you watched it?
I haven't, no, but I do a lot of grounding back at home, yeah.
Do you? Because that helps with EMF as well, doesn't it? What do you do? Do you simply just walk barefoot in your garden? What do you do?
Yeah, so in the morning, what I tend to do is I get myself like a cup of green tea or something like that, and I just go into the garden barefoot and I do stamping. And I know this sounds a bit crazy. I must look like an absolute lunatic to me, like neighbors and stuff, but I just stamp my feet around the garden. It's just going to release all the energy back into the earth and like ground you. And then just even what you did the other night, sitting out and bathing in the light of the full moon, that's really good for grounding. Going to the beach, like we're lucky enough in Newcastle to have like a coastline within like 20 minutes drive of us. We often go down to the beach like maybe every other weekend with the dog and stuff like that. And it's just good to just dip your feet in the water and walk barefoot on the sand. You just got to think like we're all on this earth together, and this earth is like totally natural and it's unaffected. Like I know we've like built houses and roads and things like that on it. But natural earth, like the beach and stuff like that, that's stuff that's kissed by the universe every single day when the tide comes in. And
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just an amazing experience. And I mean, what you were even saying earlier about going cold water, like swimming, like yes. I know we were speaking about this, like that is such a grounding experience. Like you will feel so liberated and free just by going in the sea, like and having a cold water dip. I know you're going in a lake, but it's still the same kind of principle. You're still liberating your body from natural things.
I think that, do you know what, years and years ago, before I was into the law of attraction or anything, my friends and I used to go on holiday every year, and you'd either go in the pool or you'd go in the sea. And I always remember saying to them, I love going in the ocean because everyone's secrets come out. And that was before I was kind of aware of anything, but it was so bizarre. If you went in the pool with your friends, you'd talk about whatever and you'd get back out. If we went into the ocean, I would find out things about my friends that they had never told me before. And we would have like the deepest conversations. And it's such an incredible, in fact, that's one of my favorite things to do, is just to be in the ocean, like swimming. And I've not done it for years because of bloody COVID. But it is incredible, isn't it? How just, and even in Cornwall, I noticed that, like just being barefoot for a week and just not wearing shoes. And we were just on a beach every day. It does something to your soul. Like it literally does something to your soul, doesn't it?
I think obviously things like grounding, crystal healing, law of attraction, I think it all comes hand in hand with well-being. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like holistic therapy. And I think when you do that, it does liberate you and it sends you onto that next frequency where you feel loads better about yourself. And the more you feel better about yourself internally, the more you're going to show that externally as well. But something you've just said there about sharing your secrets and things, like it's weird because as soon as you said that, I had an instant flashback to, I think it was like 5 years ago when I was in Ibiza. Me and my friend were in the sea pretty much every day. We were drinking alcohol and stuff like that, but we told each other so much and we were just floating around in the sea. And some of the best times I've had with my partner, Johnny, it's like we've been in the sea. It's like all coming together in my head now. And I'm like, what? You've just blew my mind.
Yeah, honestly. And that's something I noticed when I was like 18. It's wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, well, where are we? 41 fucking minutes. Right. Anyway, we have learned so much about manifesting using crystals today. Thank you so much. We know how to manifest love, success, where to put crystals in our houses. If you want to learn more about this, where can people follow you? Where can they find out more and where can they buy from?
Okay, so I've got a website, cannycrystals.co.uk. And just for you, Fran, for all your listeners, I've got a discount code. So if you want to use the discount code podcast, you can get 10% off your next purchase. I also, if you're learning about crystal healing and things like that, I've also just launched a crystal masterclass, which is available on my website to download right now. It's got different modules and there's an exclusive discount code inside of that as well for your first crystal purchase. But yeah, just give me a follow on TikTok or Instagram. I'm at Canny Crystals. I'm sure Fran will put them all in the show notes and anyway.
I might forget. No, <I won't. laughs> Well, thank you so much for being here and we will, I'm sure, speak to you soon. We should do like a more specific crystal
manifesting. We could do a crystal Q&A or something with your followers.
A crystal Q&A. What a time to be alive. What a dream. We also did do a live over on my Instagram, didn't we? And I'm sure that there'll be other things. So go and check out both of our Instagrams. Mine is Francesca Amber or at Law of Attraction Changed My Life. We've done some reels. We've done some Instagram shit. I did make you walk through a park in slow motion because I'm sure that that is going to make a good reel at some point. I don't know how yet, but we'll see how that turned out. And I will see you bitches next week. The Law of Attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too. Bye.
What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches. Don't try it. Then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.